The story described in Parashat Vayeshev is no doubt tragic. And all of you know that we're referring to the distaste, the disharmony, the hatred, the jealousy that exists between Yosef and his brothers. To the extent that the consequences are the brothers attempt to murder or to rid themselves of Yosef, and ultimately to sell him to the Ishmaelim, who then sell him consequently to Mitzrayim, which results, of course, in the slavery of the Jewish people for so many years. And it appears quite clear that in the heart of this story, there is revelation with regards to how exactly these consequences took place, and certainly a very intrinsic lesson that we can learn with regards to how to avoid such problems. In the middle of the story, after the brothers already disposed themselves of Yosef and sold him to the Ishmaelim, the Torah says in Perek Lamed Zayin Pasuk Choftet, Vayashav Reuven El Habor, Reuven, who apparently was not present during this sale, he returns to the pit where Yosef was supposed to be. Vihine ein Yosef babor, he sees Yosef is not there, vayikra'et begadav, he rents his garments because he believes that Yosef was murdered, was killed, he no longer is with them. And therefore, in a statement of mourning, he tears his garments, he tears his clothing, because he is terribly upset and distraught that perhaps his brother Yosef is no longer. Rashi says, where exactly was Reuven during the time of the sale? The first possibility that Rashi entertains is that it was Reuven's turn to be Meshamesh, his father. He was serving his father during the time, and therefore he could not be present. But then Rashi offers a second possibility. Osuk haya besako ubetanito al shebibel yitzuei aviv. Reuven was mourning. He was in a state of depression in the fact that he mixed up the beds of his father Yaakov. We're all familiar with what happened in last week's parsha, where Reuven made a grave error of judgment. Reuven went ahead, and after Rachel Imenu died, he saw that his father placed his bed only in the tent of Bilhah, the maidservant of Rachel's. And in a state of depression, Yaakov decided that he would only lodge by at least some memory of Rachel, by Bilhah's tent. Reuven said to himself, this is unacceptable. During the time that Rachel was alive, it tormented my mother Leah terribly to see that Rachel was the preferred wife. Now that Rachel is no longer, he took Yaakov's bed, his father's bed, and placed it in the tent of Leah, so that Leah would also be comforted from now on with Yaakov, rather than the maidservant Bilhah. This obviously was not the responsibility, certainly not within the authority of Reuven, to make such rash decisions and to make such decisions with regards to the private life of Yaakov. And therefore Rashi says Reuven wasn't around. He was sitting in a state of introspect, depressed, upset, in a state of analysis, asking himself how he could make such a grave error. An error which, by the way, Yaakov criticizes Reuven and to a certain extent afflicts him with a curse, where he says, Pachas kamayim al totar in Parshat Vayechi. He says, Reuven, you are a hasty decision maker. You are like flowing water. You do not calculate or think before you decide what you're going to do. And therefore you, Reuven, cannot lead Am Yisrael. You are not inept to be able to service Am Yisrael, to be the Bechor, the firstborn, the leader of the Jewish people. Because a leader of the Jewish people, says Yaakov, has to be able to think lucidly, calmly, with a total analysis of the scene in front of him. And this is something that you are not capable of doing, and therefore, because of this rash decision, Reuven lost his right to the birthright to leading Am Yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal points out quite significantly that there must be an intrinsic connection between the episode of selling Yosef and between Reuven mourning over the decision that he made with regards to his father's bedroom. What exactly is the intrinsic connection between the two? Rav Soloveitchik explains insightfully that at first glance, when we look at the brother's decision with regards to Yosef, it would appear that what they are doing, or at least the decision they are entertaining, is kosher, is fine, there's no problem. The truth is that at that time in history, the main Beit Din, the main court of law, who would decide legislation in that particular time, were the brothers, the sons of Yaakov. We're talking about Talmidei Chachamim, outstanding scholars, men of status and stature, who clearly would give thought to what to do with regards to Yosef. The Gemara says that they thought perhaps he was Oved Avodah Zarah, that he was an idolater. He was someone who claimed perhaps false Messiah. And therefore they were terribly disturbed and felt that they had to paskin halacha, make a halachic decision as such. And perhaps Yosef was indeed deserving of being killed, or at least being indisposed. And therefore it's possible that this decision was just, at least the process of going through it. However, it is also possible that this is why the brothers, the Torah tells us, were far away from Yosef. Yaakov had to send Yosef far away to find his brothers. And it's interesting because even in the Torah, it appears that Yosef did not necessarily know where his brothers were. He didn't know how to find them exactly. Perhaps the Torah is telling us that the brothers had time to lull over the decision, to think about it, to consider the consequences of what the decision would be, and perhaps the dire consequences of the decision that they would make. The Torah tells us when Yosef goes to pursue his brothers to find them in the field after the instructions from his father Yaakov to find them, Perek Lamed Zayin Psukim Tet Vav and Tet Zayin, Vayimtzaeyu Ish V'hine To'eh Basadeh, a man finds Yosef because Yosef cannot find his way. Vayishaleyu Ha'ish Leimor Matevakesh, what are you looking for? How can I help you? Says this man to Yosef. Vayomer et achai anochi mevakesh. Hagida nali efohem roim. Yosef says to the man, I'm looking for my brothers who are tending their flocks and herds in the fields. Tell me where I can find them. The Ramban points out that these two psukim, these two verses are written explicitly in the Torah to show us that the entire episode, the whole story, the brother's hatred, the brother's sale of Yosef and going down to Mitzrayim, the exile to Egypt, was clearly predestined by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was Hashkacha Pratit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol wanted it to happen. And these psukim reveal, step by step, that this is precisely how the story would unfold. But what we see is, where exactly did this problem begin? Says Rav Soloveitchik, the entire problem began with a misunderstanding of a hierarchy of command. Let us appreciate that yes, it is possible the brothers had the decision-making and they could lull and discuss and decide. However, on top of a Beit Din, on top of a court of law, there is an Av Beit Din, the leader of the court of law, the head judge, the ruler over all legislation. And that, my friends, happened to be Yaakov Avinu himself, Jacob our forefather. We have to wonder, if the brothers thought that Yosef was chayav mitah, if the brothers thought that Yosef's behavior was so inappropriate, so wrong, why didn't they include Yaakov in the decision making? Why didn't they invite Yaakov as the head of the Beit Din to sit with them and to discuss what course of action we should take with regards to our brother Yosef and your son Yosef as well? And by the way, Yaakov is aware that Yosef's behavior is not acceptable. He even says to him, "Ma chalom hazeh? What are these chalomot? What are these dreams?" He warns Yosef, according to the Ramban, that your behavior is going down the wrong path and it might cause terrible consequences. The problem begins that the brothers do not consult Yaakov. And where did they learn that one does not have to consult their father, their Rebbe, their rabbi, their mentor, Yaakov Avinu? They learn it from Reuven. Reuven, in last week's Parsha, demonstrates to his brothers that you can make decisions, that you can paskin halachot without asking. Vayishkav et Bilha. In Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Chof Bet, when the Reuven makes the decision of mixing his father's beds up and taking the bed and placing in the tent of Leah, says the Torah, Vayishkav et Bilha. Reuven slept with the maidservant Bilha. Rashi explains, of course he did not commit such a transgression. Of course he didn't sleep with Bilha. But because he made the decision, and because he mixed up his father's bedrooms, it was as if he entered the bedroom of Bilha and slept with her. Reuven made the decision on his lonesome. He did not consult. He did not ask. He did not think. He made and paskin the halacha. He felt that he's doing it l'shem shamayim. This is what is proper. My mother Leah had enough pain. Now I'm taking it in my own hands and making that decision without consulting Yaakov, without consulting the Av Beit Din, the head of the court. The brothers see this in Reuven. And they learn from Reuven that we too can paskin halacha, can decide a decision with halachic parameters without consulting our father Yaakov. This was the mistake that Reuven revealed to his brothers. And therefore, says Rav Soloveitchik Zatzal, there is an extremely intrinsic connection. The sale of Yosef, the brothers do without Reuven, the eldest, and without consulting Yaakov, the head of the court. Where do they learn that from? From Reuven's decision. Reuven is now mourning that decision. He is depressed. He lulls over it. He realized that he made a grave error in making decisions without consultation and without proper introspect. The greatness of Reuven is there is an admission to the mistake that he made. Reuven comes to the pit. He sees that Yosef is no longer there. Vayikra et begadav. Vayomar, he says, Ani ana ani ba. Where will I come from? Where am I coming from? Reuven tears his garments again, a second time. Reuven is not tearing his garments only because he thinks that Yosef is no longer. He's tearing his garments as a sign, a proclamation of guilt. Ana aniba, which means literally, le'an aniba. Where have I come to? What consequences have I invited based on my rash indecisiveness, or decisiveness for that matter? I decided quickly. And look what has happened as a result. My brother Yosef, it could be Reuven even felt that Yosef wasn't killed, but my brother Yosef has been sold. His tearing of garments is a sign of mourning, not for Yosef only, but a sign of mourning for his poor decision making, for his poor leadership in demonstrating to his brothers that it's okay to make decisions without consultation. The greatness of Reuven is recognition of mistake, sensitivity, and therefore there is remorse. Interestingly enough, Rabotai, in this same parsha, one of the leaders of Am Yisrael, Yehuda, who would inherit the Malchut, the kingdom, the dynasty of the Jewish kingdom, the Jewish empire, makes the same mistake. He has an episode where his daughter-in-law, Tamar, seduces him because she cannot bear child. Three of his sons pass away after they marry her. And in thinking that she is a harlot, he says, Hotziyua batisaref. He has relations with Tamar, not knowing that she's his daughter-in-law. And in the morning, people tell Yehuda that she is pregnant. And he says, Hotziyua batisaref. She was involved in an improper relationship, a promiscuous relationship. He says, take her out and burn her. She deserves Seifa. Yehuda is the Av Beitin. Yehuda is the halachic decision maker of the Jewish people at this particular time. And he very quickly decides that she needs to be put to death, until afterwards she hints to him that it was he, her father-in-law, who had relations with her in order to establish family. And then Yehuda recognizes that he made a grave mistake in paskening halacha, in making this decision so hastily. And what is Yehuda's reaction? Tzadka mimeni. You are right. You are more righteous than I am. You are correct. I made a mistake. Yehuda makes this proclamation in front of all of the people. He is willing to admit to his mistake. The greatness and the reason why Yehuda is able to uphold his position, his mantle of leadership, is because he empathizes and sympathizes with the situation that Tamar is in, to the extent that he can proclaim, Tzadka mimeni, you are correct in front of everyone. That, my friends, is the greatness of a leader. And that was the recognition that Reuven, who was supposed to be the leader of Am Yisrael, had as well at the end, after all of the consequences, and to a certain extent, after it was already too late. In the current political climate that we find ourselves, where a prime minister of Eretz Yisrael, of our land, of our Medina, regardless of all indicators, and regardless of all facts that point otherwise, persists in this meeting in Annapolis to compromise and to so-called be involved in what he thinks is kosher negotiations, regardless of the fact that history has proven otherwise, regardless of the fact that past negotiations and compromise has only demonstrated weakness and has been subject to failure and terrible disappointment. But most painfully, Vayikara et Bigadav, there is a rending, a tearing of garments when it comes to compromise of Jewish life. When Yosef is no longer in the bor, in the pit, when he can no longer be found, then we cry and we are in a state of mourning. Chalila, God forbid, to involve ourselves in negotiations, in discussions, or even in table turning when it comes to compromise and discussing and losing or sacrificing lives of Jewish soldiers and Jewish civilians in a land that is rightfully ours. It is painful and difficult to look upon a so-called leadership who are so irresponsible and irresponsive to the terrible, dire consequences of what such negotiations can cause, particularly when it comes to Ir HaKodesh Yerushalayim, the city of our forefathers, the city of Am Yisrael, the glory of the Shechinah HaKdosha, the divinity of Hashem that rests upon Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh, to even entertain the possibility of compromising what is the heart and soul of the Jewish people is terribly irresponsible, insensitive, and terribly rash. Such decisiveness, such rashness in decision-making is not deserving of Jewish leadership. Yehi Ratzon, the Medrash and the Gemara confirms that Emirtz Hashem, when the Mashiach arrives once again, Reuven will receive the Bechor, the leadership, the mantle of being the firstborn once again, and the leader over Am Yisrael. He will receive what is rightfully his, and what he lost from that rash decision. Yehi Ratzon that we should once again quickly arrive at the time of redemption of the Mashiach, and as a result of that, we will be able to see once again proper, responsible, holy, and spiritual leadership amongst Am Yisrael. B'mheira b'yameinu, amen, Shabbat Shalom. At the end of Parshat Vayeshev, the Torah tells us, "V'lo zachar sar hamashkim et Yosef vayishkachehu." Sar hamashkim, the butler of Paro, forgets Yosef and does not remember that he interpreted his dream. Why did Hashem make it so that the butler, sar hamashkim, would forget to mention Yosef to Paro? Shabbat Shalom.